You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. Now, it's a big day for Yarra Valley. We've got a new complex up here in Hillsville, on Lilydale Road in Hillsville, and today's official opening of it, and also the Lions Op Shop. So we'll be taking a few of the speeches over the next little while, and I hand you over to Bruce Argyle. Bruce.
Okay, welcome, welcome and welcome. On behalf of President Bert Bresser of the Lions Club and President Greg Carrick of Yarra Valley FM 99.1, welcome everybody. Wonderful to see so many people here today. Today's program is going to feature lots of threes. You probably noticed that already at 3:03 or something like that. My name's Bruce Argyle, and it's my absolute pleasure, together with Kim Harris here, to be your MC today in good Toastmaster fashion. With the aid of a bell, if we need it, we're going to keep on track. We know it's warm there, so if you need to move during the proceedings into a shadier spot or something, feel free to do that too. I'm wearing at least three hats today. I'm the Vice President of the Community Radio Station. I'm a member of Lions, and it's my pleasure to be together with the Community Bank, the major sponsor for today's event. We are going to try and keep things on track. We've instructed our speakers, including myself and Kim, to keep to 3 minutes. So I don't know how we're going to do that, Kim. So there you go. I'd like to begin, though, by acknowledging the traditional custodians of the land that we're meeting on today, the Wurundjeri people, and pay my deepest respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. We have a number of apologies today and a number of greetings. I'll just very quickly read some of those. JC Hall, the longest life member of Yarra Valley FM, sends her greetings from Echuca. Brad Sanders, Alison Gomez, Lewis Williams, Linda House, Jeanette McRae, Jewel Edwards, Megan Buntine and Helen Wood, just to name a few, and I might have missed a few others. We have three major outcomes for today: fun, good company, and some celebrations. We might even learn some things as well. There you go. But we have three hopes at the end of this. The Lions Club hope that many of you might consider becoming members or volunteers along the way. The radio station hopes that some of you will consider becoming volunteers or maybe even presenters. And Lindsay Frost and I hope that you might buy some books. So there you go. Those are the three outcomes. More about that later. Regardless of what happens with our speakers now, at 3:33 today, for those of you who haven't realised the significance of this, at 3:33 on the third year of the third decade of the third millennium, we're going to cut the ribbon. Wherever we're up to at that point, we're going to do it.
We are doing it.
So there you go. Over to you, Kim, for some housekeeping.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Bruce, for the welcome. Just some quick housekeeping. Toilets. If you're looking for the toilets, you can go through this door here or around the corner past the barbecue. You can find some male and female toilets in there. We want you to keep your phone on today. Like, normally you go to things and they're like, turn your phone off. We actually want you to keep it on for a very particular reason. Share it on social media. Let's get the word out there about these great organisations. So take some selfies, post it, tweet it, whatever you do. Get the word out about these great places to hang out. Also, we've got a few roaming photographers today. We've got the local press here. So just if you prefer not to be photographed and your picture up in public, please let us know, or please let the photographer know so that we know not to include your pictures. We're going to get some official photography done too, like of all the people and the different groups that are here. So looking forward to that. At 4 p.m, the drinks will be available. The celebrations will begin. We've got free barbecue. We've got vegan options and vegetarian options too for anyone that would prefer that. And, of course, if you haven't already, studio tours, so you can come in and have a look. And the op shop, which my children have already been buying stuff, including a bike, which I now have to get home. Anyway, that's all fun and games. So that's it for the housekeeping. Now I'll pass over to you.
And we want to begin, actually, by saying a few thank yous. So Firstly, to everybody who has worked on the buildings over the last few months, it's been an amazing effort. And there are too many people to mention by name, but you know who you are, and we want to thank you. If you're a donor of products, if you're someone who's been in here painting, if you're someone like Phil who's been doing all the tech stuff, or if you're Graham Piers, are you here, Graham? There he is. I was saying that Graham Piers has virtually, he's moved in here virtually the last 3 months. Graham's down the back. Make sure you shake his hand later and say well done, because he's absolutely amazing. Thank you. To all the others, though, that have contributed in some small way or some very big way, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's an amazing group of volunteers that comprises the Lions and the community radio station. We have also an amazing list of sponsors. You'll see the sponsors here on the door and also inside. I'm not going to read them all out, but again, you know who you are, and many of you are here today, and we do thank you for your ongoing support of community radio. We couldn't do it without you. All right, Kim, I think we've got some officials here.
We have very official officials. So please join me in welcoming our dignitaries today. And they're all sitting here, so you can see where they are. So perhaps put your hands up as I read out your name. So we've got Councillor Fiona McAllister from Ryrie Ward. Say hello to Fiona. We've got the Honourable Cindy McLeish from the State of Eildon. Is she here? No? At the front? That's okay, not yet here. We've got Aaron Violi, who's our Honourable Federal Member of Casey, so please make him feel welcome. We have Graham Bryant, who is the Lions District Governor, so please welcome Graham. We've got Declan Kelly, who's all the way down from Sydney to be here, from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, so thank you, Declan, for being here. And we've got Shay Sutton, who's from the Community Broadcasting Foundation as well, so please welcome her. They're our very special distinguished guest today, and now it is my pleasure to introduce a couple of strange fellows. So this is a great story about how a show can metamorphose into a community event and then metamorphose into a book. So these are the amazing types of things that seem to happen around here, and you'll hear a little bit more about Cora's journey later on too, which is very similar. They sort of, it's not just about radio. We go on to do other bigger and broader things. So it's my pleasure to introduce Bruce Lindsay, and I believe Danny's going to be making an appearance too, to talk about a strange business. Please welcome them.
Thank you, Kim. All right, this is the first of our launches, and I've been involved with community radio since 2014 when I was asked by Cora if I'd be interested in hosting the Community Conversations program on a Thursday morning, and many of you are listeners of that, so thank you for your support. In 2017, came up with this idea, this crazy idea of creating fictitious characters who would have strange businesses but would be made to sound like they were real in a John Clark and Richard Dawes style interview, and twisted Lindsay's arm here, and he is the fictitious character with all the strange businesses. But it was so popular that we were asked then whether we consider doing the show for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, which we did for 2 years in a row to a packed house. Which was fantastic, as part of the Toastmasters Art of Speech Festival, together with Kim. So, today we are launching the book of 14 of our favourite programs, Lindsay. I don't know how we chose them, but we managed.
We did.
And so, I want to pay tribute to Lindsay, our cartoonist extraordinaire. If you buy a book after, they are $25, but we're making a huge profit at, well, we aren't.
Cost a fraction more.
Yeah, a fraction more. They cost $25.20 to produce, but we are selling them for $25. But Danny did the amazing cartoons in there, which are just fantastic. So, and he's also done the other cartoons for the launch today.
And don't forget our other cast member.
Where is he?
Corazon.
Yes, Cora's over the back there. Fantastic. The book is dedicated, as you'll see on the early pages, to an amazing group of people who have made it possible. That includes Kim and Cora and Tina Dalen, who's over the back there,
The book is dedicated to Rob Jordan, who selected all the music for each of the programs along the way and did an absolute amazing job and passed away a short while ago. And so you'll see his photo in one of the early pages. So today, it's kind of like with all this launching going on, it's kind of a new chapter, if I could use that pun. The book's full of puns and clever humour and, well, there's a few dad jokes in there too. And we all know what it takes to, you know, get a dad joke because it becomes apparent. But, Lindsay, I'm going to get you to go back over there.
With pleasure.
We are... Danny, this is for you because you have said to me on two occasions that you get invited to all these launches and we never actually launch anything. You told me the other day that. So with a bit of help here, Lindsay, we are going to officially launch the book.
It hasn't been rehearsed, so what could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, I'm sure. It worked. Oh! We didn't allow for the wind today, but you get the idea. And we could say it's a bit of light reading. If you want to start a new chapter in your life, get a book afterwards. That's fantastic. For more hot air, I'll welcome back to the stage Kim Harris. Come on, Kim.
Congratulations, you guys. That's awesome. I am so happy for this opportunity to be together, and I thought I would give you an actual conscious experience of togetherness because my project while I'm here at the radio station is called The Togetherness Effect. And I run this every Thursday morning between 8 and 9. It's an initiative of the Yarra Rangers Council. And I'm going to give you a couple of exercises because I thought I don't just want to you sitting there listening to speaker after speaker. So the first thing I'm going to do is a simple exercise. It's a quick and easy exercise of interdependence, which is one of the components of togetherness. So, everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes, and I just want you to listen to my voice and follow my instructions. Take a deep breath just to settle yourself. So, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Now, with your eyes closed, I want you to notice how you're sitting quietly with a group of people. Notice how you can be separate from others, and yet we're all here together. As you extend your awareness of all the other people here, I want you to particularly think about all the volunteers. I want you to take notice of the positive feelings that start to rise when you think about gratitude for the people who volunteer. Notice your feelings about people being generous, supportive, helpful. Allow yourself to feel appreciation and thankfulness that we can all be here together today. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. Okay, second exercise, much simpler. Turn to the person sitting next to you and say, "Thank goodness you're here." Well done. Now, the purpose of these exercises is to give you a small taste of what it's like to be together, to create a sense of connection with yourself and others, and help you to reflect on the positive aspects of being part of a community initiative like this one. Considering the isolation effects of living in this geographic location, contending with Mother Nature, and our own tendencies to keep to ourselves, we sometimes need to be reminded of the positive effects of being together and level up our relationship skills to keep us together more powerfully as we face whatever happens in the future. This is what togetherness effects is all about. It's a response to the isolation effects, disconnection and loneliness that's prevalent in some parts of our community. It's an attempt to arrest and reverse the damaging effects of trying to do things on our own. So I explore togetherness change, relationships, and many other related topics on my show, Stories of Change. And I've got some really inspiring interviews coming up this year. So you can listen live on Thursday morning. Love to hear you ring in. You can also give me dedications if there's particular people out there that you want to send a message of love to. And you can also catch the replay of the shows. So thanks for coming along, and thanks for being together. And now I'm going to welcome Corazon up here. So she's going to talk about her show and her program. So please welcome my really good friend. And the reason I'm here, it's her fault. Corazon, thank you. It's cute.
I once heard that a big organization is like a cruise ship. It moves along in a set direction and takes a long time to turn around. But a smaller organization is like a speedboat. It can move fast and turn on a dime. One of the things I love about community radio is the ability to create new content and put it to air almost immediately. I began my training for radio in 2014, and I was fortunate to be mentored by Phil Barnum and Rob Jordan. In March 2015, 8 years ago, I was given my own time slot, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on a Thursday morning. I asked Bruce Argyle, whom I met at Healesville Toastmasters, if he would like to join the program. And he said yes. He began his program Community Conversations. Between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m., I put to air the Schools In program, and from 11 till noon, I hosted Art Journal. A big thank you to all the community members and artists that we have interviewed over the past 8 years. During this time, under the leadership of Greg Carrick, I've been able to test different community content in my time slot. Greg?
Yeah.
Could I do a series on goal setting?
Yeah.
I invited Kim Harris, another member of Healesville Toastmasters, to come on the program, and we did a season called The Experiment. Greg?
Yeah.
Could I invite primary school students to interview staff members of Healesville Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Beginning with the director of Healesville Sanctuary, we did a series of interviews with keepers, trainers, and vets. Greg?
Yeah.
Could I start a program all about zines?
Yeah.
Luke Sinclair from Sticky Institute and I began Zine, Australia's only radio program dedicated to zines. Lockdowns presented a challenge to continue our radio program as we were not allowed to go to the station. Greg?
Yeah.
Could we put shows to air via Zoom?
Yeah.
Using Zoom to put interviews to air opened up our world. Greg, as our anchor at the station, allowed Luke and I to interview zine makers from all over Australia and all over the world. Recently, we interviewed a zine maker from Iceland. Zines are like community radio programs. People create content that they are passionate about. Zines are accessible and a wonderful way for all ages and all abilities to express their voice. If you've never seen a zine before, you can have a look over the table that we've set up over there and see some children's zines that were made at the Healesville Library. I would like to thank the whole team from Yarra Valley FM, Bruce and Kim from Healesville Toastmasters, my co-host, international zine correspondent Luke Sinclair, and I would especially like to thank our president, Greg Carrick, who has proven not to be only a strong and solid anchor, but also the engine of a high-powered speedboat.
Yeah.
One more thank you. I'd just like to say thank you to my daughter, Sarah, who without whom I would never have found out about Yarra Valley FM.
Three minutes and 29 seconds. Well done. At Toastmasters, we time everything. The next person is going to take less than 3 minutes because he's not here. We have a late apology from Matt Shaw, who was called into work with a deadline. So unfortunately, he gives his apologies. But if you really want to hear Matt, you've only got to listen in at 5 o'clock on Sunday evening for the next 6 weeks for his new Yarra Valley Yarns program that starts this Sunday night at 5 o'clock. So there you go, a brand new program, Stories of the Yarra Valley, at 5 o'clock on Sunday. So there you go. So we've just saved 2 minutes, Kim. So there you go. Back to you.
And he's quite a historian, Matt. He digs out the gold and nuggets from this region. It's very, very cool. So if you like local history, you want to be listening to Matt. All right. So now we are going to give our supporters a chance to say a few words. First up, we've got Graham Bryant. And don't worry, I've heard a lot of good things about you, Graham. All good things. So Graham is an accomplished leader. He's a community servant. He demonstrates commitment to make a positive impact on the world through his work through the Lions Club. So please join me in welcoming Lions Club District Governor Graham Bryant.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
I'm glad they are the only things you've heard about me. ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's great to be here on such a lovely day, and I congratulate the Lions Club and the members of Valley FM, Yarra Valley FM, on the opening of their op shop and studios this afternoon. Could I just get the Lions members from Healesville just to stick your hands up in the air if you're there? These guys are weird. You know that. We're all Lions are weird because we pay a membership fee to serve you in the community. And that's because every cent you donate to a sausage sandwich, to the op shop, goes to the cause that we're raising money for. We cover our own administration. So we're proud to be weird, aren't we, Lions? Yep. This is a great club. Its 18 members have got 225 years of combined service. I think that's worth a round of applause to these members. The club's entering its 63rd year on the 24th of March, this March, where it turns 62. 63rd year, sorry, 64. Can you imagine what your community would be like without Lions over those last 62 years? It wouldn't be the place it is today. Where there is a need, there is a lion. We're not first responders, but we're there within our communities to come in after a natural disaster and stay with you to make sure you're safe and okay. And I think that's really important. This club within Healesville does a lot of things. We've got the op shop that is being opened today. They support Leo's leadership experience and opportunity. It's a club at the Healesville High School where we develop leadership skills in youth. They support the Healesville Inter-Church Community, the Pony Club. They're involved in the music festival. They do some work with table tennis. I'd hate to see you jump over the net, Gary, but I'll be there. But they also help people outside your community. We have five global causes in Lions, and I always use the acronym of CHEEV, childhood cancer, where we do research into preventing or curing childhood cancer. Hunger. One in five Victorians goes hungry at once a year in this state. That's terrible. It used to be one in six. So we're working on junior programs at schools, feeding kids at breakfast time. We work with Food Bank Victoria. The environment. We work to keep our environment clean. Vision. We have safe sight programs around the world. We collect used spectacles. If you've got used spectacles, drop them in here and they'll get to a country where they don't have that opportunity to go and get their eyes tested and can't afford glasses. And finally, diabetes. We run diabetes camps. We put a lot of money into researching both type 1 and to help with type 2 diabetes. Now, Bruce talked about maybe one of the outcomes today is thinking about joining our Lions Club here in Healesville and being a weird person within your community. And I look around here and I think there's a lot of weird people here. But look, you know, Lions membership does come at a cost. But if there's a natural disaster and you want to help the Lions, let them know your details. You might be too busy to join a club right now, but you probably won't be as busy if there's a natural disaster within your community to lend your two hands. So see the members of the club, give them your phone number, your email address, and when we need you, we'll give you a call. And you might just find that Lions is something that helps you develop leadership skills while serving within your community. So finally, congratulations to the Lions and to the members of Yarra Valley FM. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here today. Thank you.
Well done, Graham. Well done. We'll make a Toastmaster out of you yet, Graham. Fantastic. And we should say to all the people listening on air, we broadcast for the first time from here in 28 years, back in Healesville after being in Wirralik, at 11 o'clock last night. So 2300 on March 2023 or something like that. And, of course, the Lion's Den, after 35 years in the main street, are back here, which is fantastic. We're looking forward to the partnership that we can generate between the two organisations going forward. It's now my absolute pleasure to introduce two very strong supporters of community radio in the person of Declan Kelly from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, the CBAA, and Shay Sutton from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Now, we've got to give these guys a big clap because without their support, we wouldn't be here because we got a significant grant from the Community Broadcasting Foundation to enable us to move. So please welcome them both as they come up.
Thanks, everyone. I'm Declan Kelly. I'm from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. Not actually from Sydney. I just live out in Hurstbridge, which is why I'm here, but I'll take the compliment anyway. We have a saying at CBAA that we want community radio to be the heart of every community. And if this is not the exemplar of what that is today, I really don't know what is. We've got other organisations here like the Lions Club. We're talking about connecting with schools, local businesses, telling local stories time and time again, and this is kind of what we live for, where we see community radio stations bringing people together and doing this kind of work. So a big congrats to yourself for that, I think, 100%. I was also talking to a few people in the office up in Sydney today, and they were saying, oh, Yarra Valley FM, oh, they've got that fantastic show, that music show. It goes out to all these other stations. So there's this whole other part as well that's happening here where you're telling fantastic local stories to your community that matter to your community. But they're so good that they're going all across Australia as well. There's 450, you know, community radio stations across this country. 23% of Australians are listening every week. And your content is potentially hitting them out there as well. So not only are you so relevant here, your content's travelling further and potentially touching everyone in Australia. So a big congrats and thank you and keep on doing what you're doing.
I have notes. Oh, okay. Firstly, I also would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Wurundjeri people, pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. As you know, I'm Shay Sutton from the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and we, like the CBAA, are proud champions of community broadcasting, which, as we all know, is Australia's largest independent media sector. Our funding supports organisations to enrich people's lives with a diversity of choice in our media, to produce local stories, news and cultural content reflecting the many perspectives, people and communities that make up Australia, so that community broadcasting is at the heart of every community, as Declan just said. I am a member of the grant support team at CBF, so we manage the grants programs which comprise content, development and operations, and sector coordination. We also provide assistance to stations across the country, and I'm the one lucky enough to support the stations in Victoria as well as South Australia. In 2022, we supported Yarra Valley FM to relocate their station to Healesville through a development and operations grant. So I'm really excited to actually be here to see the new studio and to be part of the opening celebrations. Thank you so much for inviting me. We get it that it's a massive undertaking to move an entire station as well as try and stay on the air. And so I just want to say a huge congratulations to everybody involved. The members, the volunteers, the committee of management, the sponsors. None of this would have happened without all of you. So I'm so impressed. And I'm sure the move to the vibrant area of Healesville will cement Yarra Valley FM's key role as a community organisation. continuing to build the relationships they already have and the partnerships, encourage new volunteers to come through the door and to continue to tell your local stories. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens, and I'm so happy to be here. And once again, massive congratulations.
For those of you who are watching the clock behind me here, you'll see that it's almost 3:33. If we could cut these ribbons at 33 seconds past 3:33, we'll have 10 threes in a row. So we've got 30 seconds to do it. So Fiona, get up here quick. And Graham Bryant, you better get over there quick on that other ribbon over there. And we're going to cut as we count down with a bit of help here from someone. We might go 10, 9, 8 and all of that and cut these ribbons at 3:33 and 33 seconds. Counting down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cut. Yay! Woo! Not yet. Hold on. And we have, stay over there, Graham, because we have two plaques that we're going to unveil that are going to proudly sit on our respective buildings. Graham's going to unveil the one over here, and Declan and Shay are going to unveil the one here, and let's see what they say. Okay, ready, and unveiling. Hey! And for those who can't read over the back, officially opened on the 3rd of March 2023 by Councillor Fiona McAllister, Declan Kelly, Shay Sutton and Greg Carrick, President of Yarra. You better come up here too, Greg, for a photo, I think. And Kim, the one over here, says that it's officially opened by Graham Bryant, Bert Bresser as President of Lions and all the members and volunteers of Lions. So very proudly opening up today. Fantastic. Now, Fiona, we are going to let you speak as well as cut ribbons. So come on up. Please welcome Councillor Fiona McAllister, our Ryrie Ward Councillor.
You can take your time now.
Oh, no, I won't take my time because I can see everyone sitting in the sun baking and I appreciate that. That was probably one of the more stressful things I've had to do as a councillor is get my timing exactly right for cutting that ribbon. So hopefully I did all right. Lovely to see you all here today. And, of course, I would also like to just pause and say very proud to have been born in the land of the Ngāi Tahu in Aotearoa. Extremely grateful to live in these beautiful lands of the Wurundjeri people and pay my deepest respects to elders past, present and emerging. Gosh, there's been great speakers so far, and I will keep it very brief to get you out of the sun. Graham said, I can't imagine what our community would be like without Lions, or asked, what would it be like? And I have to say, I can't imagine. Love Lions. 18 people absolutely pack a huge punch in our community. And everywhere you look, there are signs of projects that Lions have started or finished or funded, and you only have to go to the disbursement dinner every year just to see the incredible reach this small group of people have. And of course also the great work done by Yarra Valley FM, who I also love greatly. I'm a listener, even through the puns. Well, maybe not always listening through the puns, to be completely honest. And I've been a guest, getting to share songs and stories and talk about things that council are doing. I think the partnerships and the connections are so important. And as I look around me today and see a lot of familiar faces, but people from every walk of life in our little town and our beautiful valley, it is such a reminder of why didn't we do this years ago, bringing these incredible groups together. But I know it was a lot of hard work, took a lot of time, a lot of paint, a lot of trips down the street to buy Coke and sandwiches to feed the workers. But what a fabulous outcome. And Yarra Rangers Council is very pleased to be able to support in small and big ways both of these groups and the incredible work they do. And also extremely grateful for the work they do and support council in so many ways. So I'm very pleased to be at this opening. Look forward to hopefully being a guest into the future. It does take me back to my student radio days. Maybe one day when I retire, I'll come and do my own show. But congratulations to all of you. Well done.
And if you're listening live on air at the moment, we're almost done. But we do have a couple of very special people. Remember I said we'd save 2 minutes earlier on? Well, we saved them for a purpose. Will you please welcome up here to the lectern our amazing federal member for Casey, Aaron Violi. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Bruce, and congratulations, and also thank you to you for everything you do. And I think you really exemplify the community spirit that is Hillsville, but also Casey, involved in so many organisations. And I always say that when you meet someone, and Fiona and Cindy would agree with this, when you meet someone in the community and they're involved in a community organisation, the next question is, so what other groups are you involved in? Because it's never just one group, and you exemplify that. So congratulations. Graham summed up really well the amazing work that the Lions do, and anyone that lives in this area, particularly around natural disasters and emergency services, know how important it is, not just our first responders, but the aftermath and the days and weeks and months and years afterwards. And I want to pay tribute to Lions Club, and also to, I know the Girl Guides operate out of this building as well, and to hear that they're oversubscribed at the moment is just another testament to the amazing community spirit we have, not just in Hillsville, but across all of Casey. So it's wonderful to be here, and community radio, it really is, it's a special part of our community and every community. I've got my own story that I'll quickly share about Yarra Valley FM and growing up playing cricket in Hillsville. Billy Heppel runs the radio, the sports section on a Friday night, and I used to work in Yarra Glen and listen to the radio and always hoped that he would read my name out if I'd made a few runs the week before. No one else was listening but me for my name, but it was always a highlight as a teenager if your name got read out. And I was fortunate to get to know Billy over the years and appear on the show a few times. And just recently I went back as a candidate just to talk to him about sport and community radio, and what there was a moment where he gave a shout out to a couple that usually listen, and the amazing part about that was in the next ad break that couple actually rang the show, and so we're chatting to Billy on the phone and catching up, and it was a great reminder of the people that are out listening, and for them that's their Friday night routine, to listen to the footy teams, listen to a little bit of banter about football and cricket, and it plays such a big part in their life, and people do like to hear about national sports and other community, but it really is about your local community that where you're connected to. So Yarra Valley FM plays such a big role, I know, in the sporting community, but across many organisations here in Casey and the Yarra Valley. So it's great to be here to celebrate the new rooms. Like Fiona, I look forward to coming and looking at the new studios, because the old ones were great, but no doubt a refresh is always nice. So congratulations again, Bruce, Kim, everyone involved in today's launch, and thank you very much.
It's an indication of the amazing elected representatives we have, that all three of our elected representatives, being our local ward councillor, Fiona McAllister, our federal member for Casey, and also our state member for Eildon in the person of Cindy McLeish, is here. Come on, Cindy, come on up. Cindy didn't know she was going to be asked up, so
that's okay.
I'm not sure whether you were here when we said you can only speak for 3 minutes or not. But
I can speak for I can speak for 20 minutes or 20 seconds. Good afternoon, everybody, and it's so terrific to see such a great crowd that is primarily here around volunteerism. If you have a look at the Lions, absolutely volunteers to the core, and an op shop that's supported by volunteers can always do that little bit more for the community, and I know that that's what they do. The radio station Yarra Valley FM is well known to me. I'm on there once a month on Community Connections talking about what's happening in the communities. Oh, there we go, Alan, you're the one who normally interviews me, he's flying past. But also, you know, supported here today by the Bendigo Bank. And I really just want to thank everybody for the work that they do, because a radio station doesn't just run itself, and it can be stressful, and it does have costs associated with it. And it's really hard for them to raise funds to do the work that they need to do. And so the grants that they've received to help with this relocation is really so important. I've just got a quick message for the Lions Club. I'm a member of the Parliamentary Lions Club in Victoria. We have a secretary who's been there for 20 years, who's going to pull a pin at the end of this year. She's from Pasco Vale. We'll be looking for a new secretary. All it is once a month, 7:30 a.m, be at Parliament House Wednesday morning, and Bob's your uncle. Really easy, but if you're interested, come and talk to me, because we'd love to have somebody from Healesville. But just congratulations to everybody for being involved here. It is great to have Fiona and Aaron and so many community supporters here, radio broadcasters and the bank. And you know, the bank always have volunteers associated with a lot of their activities too. So I hope it is exceptionally successful, both ventures. Thank you.